morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Edouard Philippe will speak in front of the Senate this morning after presenting his schedule of reforms to the Assemblée Nationale yesterday. France's upper house is controlled by the right wing. Yesterday, the Assemblée Nationale approved Philippe's speech. Now it will be put to vote in the Senate. Emmanuel Macron will be in Les Sables-d'Olonne today to oversee a ceremony in tribute to the three rescuers who died at sea last week. They will receive the Legion of Honour, as well as the other four rescuers who survived. In the Lorient, there is a white march organised today in tribute to the 10-year-old boy who was killed by a motorist on Sunday. Those who will be marching want to launch an appeal to the main suspect and urge him to turn himself in. Both the driver and passenger of the vehicle remain at large, despite the call for witnesses. Brigitte Macron will succeed Bernadette Chirac as head of the charity Les Pièces Jaunes, or the Yellow Coins, the organisation that helps sick children. The decision was unanimously approved by the Council of Administration of the Fondation Hôpitaux de Paris Hospitals of France. Two wins in two games. Things could not be going better for the French Women's World Cup team. Les Bleus won 2-1 against Norway last night in Nice. Their final first round match takes place on Monday against Nigeria. And finally, in cycling, Chris Froome will not see the start of the Tour de France in early July. The British rider had a serious fall yesterday ahead of the fourth stage of the Critérium du Dauphiné. Froome suffered several fractures in his femur and elbow. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.